are on a mission to locate a Lion Air commercial plane that went down Monday off the coast of Jakarta, Indonesia. 189 people were on board, and Indonesian officials don't believe they will find any survivors. The plane lost contact with ground officers shortly after its pilot asked to turn back to base. Officials say they can't confirm the cause of the crash until they find the plane's black box, the cockpit recorder that captures voice and flight data. Here's more from the head of the National Transportation Safety Committee, who speaks through a translator.
We will use a ping finder because the box emits a ping noise at the frequency of 390 kilohertz. There's also a sonar scanner. After that, we'll send in divers to find its position.
One child and two babies are among the passengers on the downed plane. Thousands of people from all faiths united behind calls that love defeat hate as the U.S. city of Pittsburgh mourned the worst anti-Semitic attack in recent U.S. history. Israeli President Reuven Rivlin says the American tragedy is felt deeply worldwide.
At this time of pain, we cannot offer you consolation, but we can take you to our hearts and tell you again and again, you are not alone. The people of Israel and the entire Jewish people stands with you.
Police say 11 people were shot and killed while attending worship services in a synagogue Saturday morning. Longtime Social Liberal Party lawmaker and former army officer Jair Bolsonaro has been elected Brazil's president. His election brings to an end more than a decade of leftist rule in Latin America's largest economy. This is VOA News. Germany's Angela Merkel announced Monday that she will step down as head of her conservative party in December.